So this is Paul writing to a church in Corinth, and he writes this, 2 Corinthians 4, starting at verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. You are jars of clay. Anybody ever made anything out of clay? Put your hand up. Has anyone ever turned a clay jar or vase or something like that? Has anyone actually ever been on a wheel? Not successfully. The closest I've got is making a clay elephant. And in school, and it had to make sure that it had a hole in its stomach so that it, when it went into the kiln, it wouldn't explode. And sadly, even though it did have a hole in its stomach, it did still explode. I know. It was a beautiful bit of artwork before it went into the kiln. But clay. Clay is this kind of horrible, moldy, horrible, kind of messy kind of stuff. And the problem with it is that it's messy. The problem is that it's not always that easy to mold into something unless you spin it at a really high speed or you have water, because that then softens it to make it more moldable into whatever it is that you would like to put it into. Clay is amazing because you get messy and you get to create stuff. Hands up if you like to create things. We do, don't we? Whether it's out of Lego, whether it's out of plasticine, whether it is out of ingredients for a cake. That moment where we get our hands dirty is normally the best moment. The Bible talks quite a bit about us being like jars of clay. In Jeremiah 18, God is talking to Jeremiah and saying, this is a message from a people. But before he says that, he says, go to the potter's house and watch as they spin and they make something out of clay. And then God says these words to his people through Jeremiah. You are like the clay in the potter's hands, and I am the potter. God wants to mold and shape us into people that reflect more of who he is. And all we have to do is allow him to do that. Now, hands up if you've watched Toy Story. One of my favourite characters is definitely Mr. Potato Head. What I love about Potato Head, though, is that you can create whatever it is that you want to. All right? If I want to put his eyes here, I can. The rules don't say I have to. If I want to put his hand on top of his head, I can do. But it's the joy of making something out of so many little different bits. Now, Mr. Potato Head came from my mum and dad's yesterday. And I'm going to put his eyes in the right place. Otherwise, there we go. He's got a black tooth. He's got his ears. Remember what Psalm 139 said? You saw me growing in my mummy's tummy. God saw each of us being created, and he loves us. I'm not so sure we come out with a moustache. But there is my creation of Mr. Potato Head as a policeman with a black tooth. Do you like it? Beautiful, right? I am so proud of it. I love this. And if any of you come and try and destroy it, behold, I will protect it. Because when we create something, we pour our love into it. We pour our joy into it, all of that kind of stuff. And when we create something with clay, we're doing that as well. And what God is saying to you, I hope today, is that actually you are created beautifully, incredibly, and he loves you. So if you don't hear anything else today, God loves you. Full stop. And if that's not a reason to get out of bed in the morning, I struggle to find what is. But then, after you've created it, you next need a kiln. Kiln is really hot. Yes, Mr. Potato Head, I'm going to put you in a kiln. Is that all right? Oh, okay. Just 1 minute. So, health and safety. I've done enough risk assessments this week for your bouncy castle. I thought to bring in a fiery furnace wasn't really going to work. So, I actually have got this. This is my fiery furnace, everybody. Are you wow? Looks amazing, right? Now, there is nothing at the moment in the fiery furnace. Nothing. Now, Mr. Potato Head. The problem is, when we go through things, the tricky bit is, it doesn't always fit well, does it? Have you noticed that? When God starts asking us to do stuff, we don't feel that comfortable and we feel a little bit, oh, I'm not so sure, I don't like this, this is a little bit uncomfortable. But in that process of the clay going into the kiln, it's actually making it stronger. It's actually making it better. What it does is there's a chemical reaction. It takes away all of the water. It takes away the different chemicals. And then that's what makes it stronger. In those moments in your life, those of us who follow Jesus, where we find it really tough and we ask the question, where is God? Don't worry. Because Paul says, we are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. Why? Because we've got God. When we might be feeling perplexed, but we're not in despair. We might be feeling persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We might feel like we're struck down, but we're not destroyed. Why? Because God loves you and God is with you. Now, I am going to take apart my creation. Yes, did it. Sorry. But then the amazing thing is that as we go through these various trials and things like that, we might feel like, where's God in this? But God is right there with us in those moments. I look back on my life and I think, whereabouts is God in this? I can't see him when he's doing what he's doing. Or it feels like, is he there or not? But the reality is, I know that when I was 11 years old and I said yes to following Jesus, that God was going to be part of my life. And it becomes a lifestyle that I live rather than a load of rules that you have to live by. It becomes something that we want to do. Why? Because we want other people to get to know who Jesus is. So by saying yes to following him, he becomes part of our lives. And he lives with us. And he asks that we will shine brightly for him in the different places that we go to, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whether it's on our streets as we're playing football. Jesus is there with us because he loves us. Even in those moments of finding it really hard, he is there. Right in the middle of it. Right in the middle. But then, after the kiln, what is it that our verse said? You carry the treasure in heaven. You carry the treasure in you. Sorry, not treasure in heaven, although that is another conversation we could have. Treasure. Who likes to find treasure? I was thinking back about our Easter egg hunt and looking at some pictures the other day. Man alive, boys and girls, you went a bit crazy at Easter. It was great to see you all running around. But the treasure is within you. The treasure is in your heart as we follow Jesus. But what is the treasure? The treasure is Jesus. And we get to shine brightly for him. That's what the verse said, right? The Pope Francis said this. We are all jars of clay. We're all fragile. Boys and girls, your parents feel very fragile most of the time. But please go to sleep. We feel poor, and yet we carry within us an immense treasure. The treasure is the glory of God, and that is seen in the person of Jesus. So the more that we follow Jesus, the more that we will see this treasure in our lives. Now, those of us who are on Facebook, you may have seen this thing before. Just put it up for me. This is something called kintsugi. Turn to the person next to you and say, kintsugi. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but well done. You sounded very, very Japanese. It was excellent. That's where it comes from. And this is what happens is when something breaks, they mend it, they put it back together again, but they don't hide the cracks. They, in actual fact, put it back together with gold, silver, or platinum. Because the theory is that actually they treat breakage and repair as part of the history of the object rather than something to disguise. Boys and girls, let me tell you, as parents and as adults, we try to be perfect and we fail miserably. Boys and girls, you might try to be perfect at home, but you know that you fail miserably because we're all broken. But when we accept Jesus to be part of our lives, this is kind of what happens. God puts us back together and we might have those little bits of gold showing. Someone put a candle inside one of these vases. Do you want to see what happens to the vase? Put it up, please. How amazing is that? As we shine brightly for God in our world, people start to see, even though we might be broken, we need to say we don't always get it right. But you know what? God says, I love you and I want to use you to be someone who brings light to the world. Why God chose us, I still don't understand always. Because I look at what I do in my life and I think, God, how is this helping you? But God says, do you know what? I love you and I want you to shine brightly. Because you see, the treasure... Come here, mate. You see, the treasure, we might think it's not in us. We might think that we're no different on the outside. We might think that being put through a kiln is a horrible process and that God isn't with us. And yet, he says, I am with you. I will always be with you. Here we go. Jake, come here. Jakey, come here. Not normally this worried. Good lad. Come here, mate.
Go near the kids worker. Not a chance, he says. Lost an ear of Mr. Potato Head. This is very sad, everybody. Jake, come here. Come here a minute. No. Okay, bring your mum then. If we open this, what's inside there, Jake? Should we get it out? The treasure is inside us. All we have to do is believe. I know. Yeah, well, you should have come and helped me, shouldn't you, mate? The treasure is inside us. Why? Because we follow God. And as we follow God and we read his words, we get to know him. We start to shine. Go back one more. We start to shine brightly for him and people see the difference. You saw the difference in Jake's response as I walked away with the treasure. And then for him to receive it. Friends, when we start to share our faith with other people, people's lives get changed. And I encourage you, whatever age you are, know that yes, you are a jar of clay that's fragile and can break. But God can put it back together, just in the way like these people do with this ceramic stuff here. And as he does that, he enables us to shine brighter for him. Share your faith, my friends. Because time's getting closer. Well, we want to see people get to know Jesus more and more, right? That's what I'm on the planet for. However which way we do it. Share our faith. We have the treasure to share with others. It's not for us to keep. Let's close our eyes.